got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, feeling a little bit different today. I've entered a new era of my life.
Right.
It's saying goodbye to a very big part of my life.
Okay.
But entering, I think, what could possibly be the best, maybe my new prime of my life.
I feel like you've been doing little secret whispers and little, like, just, you know what, Jess? It's okay. Mm. You're allowed to talk about it.
Safe space.
So super safe space, yeah. No judgment.
Tim, this weekend, my boyfriend Akshay is no longer my boyfriend. Yeah. It was very emotional for me on Sunday. I was a lot of tears.
Yeah, it was only yesterday morning you said, wasn't it?
Yeah. I can't call him my boyfriend anymore.
No.
Because he's my fiancé.
You're putting your ring up like this is television.
You get to look at it again.
Yeah, I do. It's very, very beautiful. Now, if you're listening, you might be thinking, wow, Tim, what a very laid-back response to finding out one of your closest friends is engaged. I happen to be there.
Yeah.
So well, not there, but your story.
We were away with our friends for a friend's birthday. We've just been talking about it on the show. And I had no idea that this was coming. Our friend, St. John, who actually was there the night I met my fiancé, Akshay.
This is what, 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, wow. nearly 5 years ago now. And he said to me on the morning of his birthday, he was like, hey, I really feel like a coffee. Do you think you could go and get us some coffees? And so I rounded up Akshay and I said, hey, we're going to go and grab St. John some coffees.
He's starting to get hangry. It was making the whole house quite uncomfortable.
Everyone was like, we need milk for the crepes. And I was like, don't worry, guys. We got it. I'm just going to throw something on. We'll go to the shops. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Little did I know that Akshay was planning with St. John. Yep. He said, hey, can you tell Jess that you need a coffee in the morning so that I have an excuse to take her out by myself? I'm going to propose to her tomorrow. So I didn't know any of this. And I threw on just some shorts and a jumper, thongs.
If this was Australia's Next Top Model and you walked in, someone would have thought, I think you might be a bit lost here, darling.
You're in the wrong place. Yeah. I was fully gremlinified. Like,
oh, but it's like weekend away. You're in your comfortable around town clothes.
We're going to go to the cafe, grab the coffees, get the milk, leave. That's what I thought we were doing. So we get in the car and Akshay has taken a full shower. He is dressed to the nines. Mm. Like he's going out for the day. I was like, mate, relax. We're going to be back in 10 minutes. And he starts saying, nah, you know what? We should take some time to ourselves. Let's go for a little drive. And I said, Akshay, everyone's waiting for the milk. We've got to get the milk. Why are you taking your time? And he's like, no, we're in Anglesey. Let's go for a drive. Let's go to a beautiful spot. Actually, you know what would be nice? Let's walk along the beach. And I looked out the window and I said, mate, it is 11 degrees and pouring with rain.
It was a wetter Sunday morning down on the coast.
It is 9 a.m. Everyone's waiting for the milk to get the crepes. Why do you want to go for a walk so badly? Like, I can't go for a walk right now. I look disgusting. And he said, all right, well, can we just have 10 minutes to ourselves? Like, we've been in the house with everybody. Let's have 10 minutes to ourselves. I was like, okay, I think he's having an anxiety attack. So I'm like, let's pull over to the nearest spot. And we pulled into a car park in Anglesey.
If you just did the Surf Coast trek, that's where the 26K
Yes, exactly where the 26K started. So we're in this car park overlooking the river. And he turned to me and he said, so it's been a really, really nice few years together. And I was like, are you fake proposing to me right now? And he just kept going with his little spiel. And he was like, oh, you know, I love you so much and you mean the world to me. And he reaches to his pocket and I start crying, like bawling my eyes out. I'm going to start again now. I've been so emotional the last 24 hours. And he pulled out the ring and as I've started crying, he's like, oh, do you not want me to do it here?
Do it! Don't stop! Look me in the eyes! Do you think I want to stop right now? Keep going!
Exactly what I did.
Yeah. I imagine it was very cool, calm, and collected. Yeah.
And so he pulled out this beautiful ring, which
It's
we
really
had
nice.
Chosen together
yeah, it's really, really nice.
Many months ago. I'm obsessed with it. Mm. And I said maybe some expletives
yeah.
Because I still didn't believe that it was happening.
Yeah. Like if we replace the word with fruit, what would it be?
Get fruited.
Yep, fruit off, I believe. Are you fruiting kidding me? Fruit just as itself.
Yeah. No. And so then we had our own little special moment for a few minutes and then called his family and called my family and called like everybody I've ever met. and then we sat in the car overlooking this gorgeous car park in the rain. And I said, so are we going to get the milk now?
I was
going
to say, I didn't mean to make this about me, but I was. So
45 minutes had passed at this point and we still hadn't gotten the milk. So we went through the supermarket, the local IGA there, and I was taking photos with my ring and the milk. And
it's incredibly special. And then I feel very lucky that I was able to be with you on the morning of.
And, I mean, Tim, I know we said our friend St. John was there the night that me and Akshay met, but something that a lot of people wouldn't know about me and my now fiancé is that...
Is that nice to say?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The only reason that we met that night was because you said to me, and we met at a speed dating event that I went to for this radio show, and you said to me, please leave the house and do something. We need something to talk about on the radio show.
Yeah, I was flying away for the weekend. I was like, oh, I saw this speed dating thing.
There's a speed dating event. You should go. It'll be hilarious. You can meet some weirdos. Yeah. And I met the weirdo I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. Right. And I'm so, so excited that I finally get to be a fiancé.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to keep using that language. And don't worry, I call my wife my girlfriend all the time. Yeah. So. It's okay to slip up.
For those who have already asked, I don't know when the wedding is. I only found out I was engaged yesterday. So
give her it till the end of the week, please.
Yeah.
Let the girl plan.
Then I'll have the whole thing planned. You wait. I'm going to be so quick on it.
Very, very happy for you, and I'm sure lots of people are. So, you know, keep that ring in the light. Keep it shining.
If anyone wants to see it, I will be blinding people on Moorabool Street.
Yeah. I wouldn't take it to the bus stop, but you know what I mean?
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, I'm almost at a point now where what I want to talk about, I know you have something you want to talk about next, but you might have to talk about it tomorrow.
That's fine.
Because
I'm willing to defend myself.
I am in a full-blood rage. I'm so happy that yesterday morning was the happiest moment of your life.
It's great.
Your boyfriend, Akshay, proposed to you, becoming your fiancé.
Yes.
And it was why I was so disappointed that night you chose to try and sour the mood in what I have only been able to describe to myself as one of the most heinous Monopoly board game moves I've ever seen.
Wow, this is so dramatic. I use the rules within my realm.
All right, Jess, what I'm going to get you to do
is
you're going to tell everyone what you did.
Okay.
And then we'll get people to call up and say if it's fine or not fine. Because in the game of Monopoly, it is... Things can get pretty tense.
I just don't understand why this was such a sore point for you in particular.
Before we get to it, don't you think in an already tense game of Monopoly, it was a brave move to pull.
It was very
tense. Think that, this will be fine. All right? Floor's yours.
So I started off with a shocker of a game, right? So by the time everyone had gone around the board four times, I was still in jail.
It was yes. You had a rough upbringing.
Yep.
You spent most of
I had no properties to my name. So I swiftly offered $500 to each person on the board that had a train station currently to their name. And I acquired two train stations to be specific. My fiancé, Akshay, is her boyfriend again.
Yep, that's
fine. My fiancé, Akshay, had already got 3 green properties.
Yeah.
He was wheeling and dealing. I was proud of him. I was like, I'm going to marry the crap out of you. And so we decided to team up and share our assets as a newly engaged couple.
Explain what you were doing for, I'm going to say, 8 combined turns in a row.
So I was next to him on the table. So I would negotiate a deal with him before I rolled my turn.
Which is fine and fair to do in the game of Monopoly.
And I would say, hey, do you want to buy all of my properties for $1? And he would give me $1 and buy all my properties. And then I would roll my turn.
But why were you doing this?
Well, because then it got to his turn next and he would sell them back to me for a dollar so that we could share our and protect our assets.
So essentially, if you were to roll and after you'd sold your properties and mm-hmm. land on someone else's hotel, lose all your money, the properties would stay not
stay in the family
stay
name.
In the family name, which is, I believe,
just looking after my
boo. It was a weak moment. And I admit, I didn't handle it well. I yelled at the top of my lungs that this isn't Monopoly.
This is not Monopoly!
I stand by. That's I've never seen anything like that.
I think
that.
It's exactly Monopoly, Tim. It's using my capitalist and what else is a ring good for, you know? Like, I've got a fiancé now. We've got to protect our assets together.
How did the table receive your... Besides me, how do you think the table received your Monopoly okay, maneuvers?
Nobody liked it, yeah. per se. We did get our friend St. John in on it, though. He ended up buying my properties off me for a dollar, and then I was bankrupt. So I never got a chance to buy them back, but that's fine.
52232955. Can you do that? I spoke to my wife about it this morning. I was like, hey, how did you feel about the whole Monopoly gate of last night? And she turned to me because you were getting a big kick out of it.
I was enjoying how much you weren't enjoying
and,
it.
And my wife says, and this is a word for word quote, you don't reward children who are trying to get attention.
Harsh.
So I want Harsh, people. True. I want people to call up on 52232955. What Jess said. Can you do that in the game of Monopoly? Dylan in Newcombe. What do you think about that? Can that be something you do on a Monopoly game board?
So, yes and no. So, my theory with how I do it.
Okay.
If I'm ever in jail, you have three chances to roll a double.
I understand the concept of jail, Dylan. I want to know specifically about this because it's literally been sitting on me for almost 24 hours now.
If you don't roll three doubles, it's in the three times shot. You just pay $50 and you're out.
Yeah, but we're not talking about jail,
Dylan. We're talking
about
jail, Dylan. Jess is a dog and she deserves to be put down because of what she did last night. How does it make you feel? What she was doing, trading her properties at the start of her move and then her partner trading them back for a dollar at the end of his.
Nah, it's worth a lot more than that.
Yeah, they are worth a lot more than that, but we were sharing our assets, Dylan.
Nah. Dude, I've lost the ability to trust Dylan. Andrew in Bell Park, what do you think about what Jess was doing in the game of Monopoly? Is it okay or is it absolutely not fine?
Well, first of all, it clearly doesn't work because you still ended up bankrupt.
That is true.
My fiance stayed in the game a lot longer than I did though, Andrew.
You went out and then he immediately went out.
Personally, I would have upended the table and walked out.
That's a bit. See, Tim was on the verge. I think if I had have not been bankrupt, I think two more rounds and Tim would have actually walked out.
Yeah, no, I found with Tim on this one.
Have you ever seen anything like that, Andrew?
No. Yeah, I mean, part of me says it's brilliant, but
it's
no,
creative.
Thank you,
I'll
Andrew.
Give you that, but it's a criminal act. It's just because someone robs a bank, like Ocean's 11. Yeah, they creatively steal the jewels. They're all still hardened criminals, Jess.
People thought Albert Einstein was a weirdo too, Tim.
Ian in Geelong West, what Jess has done in Monopoly, is it okay or is it a crime?
It is 100% a crime, and she should have stayed in jail for the entire rest of the game. It's clearly on the back of every card. There's a mortgage value.
Yeah,
and that's what you have to pay.
No, but Ian, if I sell my properties, that's above board. It doesn't matter how much I sell them for. I can sell them for wherever I want. That's wheeling and dealing. But if I don't have them in my possession, I don't have to mortgage them. That's just good dealing.
No, but when you sell
Ian.
Them, you can't sell them for a dollar. You got to sell them for like I think it's like 20% or 10% of
but
their
I'm
value.
Gonna, I'm going to buy them for a dollar back.
But that's not the point. It's on the card.
Dylan.
It's written on the card.
Ian.
You have to sell it at the percentage of the mortgage value.
Ian, I'll be upfront with you. This was a wild game of Monopoly. At one point it was yelled, you're acting just like Dan Andrews. You can't lock me down forever. And this capitalist bullshit won't last in my house. So it was a very tense game. And we probably should have done the standard thing, Jess, when you're thinking about playing Monopoly.
Yep.
You don't.
Don't.
Drive all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, after I maybe opened up a little bit too much late last week on the show. You're going to put me to the test, and yeah. I'm really uncomfortable. I know I'm going to do bad at this.
Look, we were talking about a pizza restaurant that's from New Zealand coming over to Australia. It's called Hell Pizza, right?
You were saying that they only have 7 pizzas because they've got this weird pay system. That's not the key of this.
No.
You can only get 7 pizzas.
The 7 pizzas are named after the 7 deadly sins. The place is called Hell. It's a cute little play on words, right? And I said to you, how cool is that? They would have named it after the 7 deadly sins. And you said, what are the 7 deadly sins? Is one of them regret?
I think that regret should be a deadly sin.
So the 7 deadly sins are considered detrimental to one's spiritual growth.
Okay.
So there's 7 things that you don't want to be doing if you want to be a good Catholic
boy. Now, can we agree that you keep claiming because I went to a Catholic high school, I should know the 7 deadly sins?
What are they teaching you at the Catholic school if they're not teaching you the 7 deadly sins?
Mostly about the resurrection.
Fair
From
enough.
My memory, I feel like we just learnt the resurrection
Didn't
every
you play
year.
Jesus in the...
Yes, but unfortunately, regret wasn't one of the things he was feeling as he carried the cross. So I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so let's break it down.
So we're absolutely ruling out regret.
Regret is not one of them. I feel like you might know them. So talk me through them once. And I think even if you know what it is basically, but you don't know the name, I'll give you a point.
Straight into it. Sex.
Okay. What are you?
Is that a 7? One of the? No? Okay.
No. I think what you're referring to is lust, maybe?
Yeah, don't be lustful.
Yes.
That's bad.
Intense and uncontrolled desire for the physical act.
Jealousy.
Oh, actually, yeah, that's envy. Envy, I'll give you that one. Yes, envy refers to a feeling of jealousy, but they do refer to it as an envy. Oh, he's working through it. Here we go.
Don't steal.
No.
Robbery.
You're thinking of the 10 commandments.
Okay.
Those lines, like you wouldn't want to...
Kill your neighbor. No. Murder!
Again, you're going for 10 commandments. Okay. Those are different things.
We could be here.
Think about it. We've got lust.
Yep.
We've got envy.
Gluttony.
Gluttony is one
what
of them.
What is gluttony, though?
And so it involves excessive consumption or indulgence. So you don't want to be gluttonous. You got 3. I'm impressed so far.
Don't park in front of your neighbor's bins.
No.
That's a bad one for
Think
me.
Think about like bad personality traits. Like, oh.
Don't be an asshole.
I don't really know. I guess a little bit, but no.
All right, give me one more clue for one of them.
Okay, I'm so tired all
Leprosy.
The time.
Okay.
I was going for sloth, but.
Sloth? Is sloth one of the 7 deadly sins?
Yeah. It's character like lack of motivation, laziness, neglecting one's responsibility. Don't be slothful.
All right. So what are they all? Just quickly, because I'm falling out of love.
Lust, gluttony, greed is one you missed. Sloth, wrath, which is like anger.
Oh, yeah.
Envy and pride.
Pride is a sin?
It's excessive belief in one's own superiority and importance.
Yeah, and I was an idiot for suggesting regret. Sure, mate.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Netflix last week, we were just speaking about it, they changed their share screen situation. So if you just have an account and I've been scunging off you for months and months and months using it at my house, no more. I can't do it unless you pay for extra screens.
Well, so my mum and dad pay for me and my brother and my sister. And so we used to have a 4-screen account.
Yeah.
And now my mum has dropped it down to a 1-screen account and she's paying $7.99 extra for
per
each
screen.
Of us per screen.
It's so silly because we were just explaining, like I pay for, what have I got on my, KO and Stan here, I pay for the top levels of those so that I have like, say hypothetically, you, my mum, my dad, all these people.
Multiple
and then,
screens.
And then I go on your ones that I don't have. Like I go on your Disney. I feel like don't change the game.
Stop doing it.
I pay for 2. You currently pay for 3.
Yes.
So that's what we want to try and beat. Who's
surely no one's paying for more than 3.
How many you got?
Yeah.
Tell us your stats. What are you streaming? We've got Zach in Newcombe. How many are you paying for yourself, Zach?
I'm not paying for any of my own.
How many do you have, Zach?
6.
What have you got?
How are you doing that, Zach?
With a lot of sneakiness, I guess.
Okay.
No, I'm just... We've got Foxtel through my partner's dad. We've got his Foxtel account. And then one of my friends very generously gave me his Netflix and Disney for my daughter. And then my auntie's given me her Paramount, Stan, and Amazon.
Paramount's the only one I've never...
Oh, it's good.
...never used. Never,
you,
never
have you watched
borrowed.
Yellow Jacket Sack? It's pretty good.
I haven't actually.
Yeah,
I've
get
been
on it.
To it so.
Well,
yeah.
You're not paying for it, so you might as well jump on it.
Six is good.
Did you want to go to Anna next?
Yeah, let's go to Anna.
Anna, how many streaming services are you currently paying for?
8 or 9.
That's
found another one.
Oh, you found another one?
I didn't know there was this many, because are you including like the 7 and 10 and SBS? Because you don't have to pay for those.
No, we actually pay for 8. That's pretty bad. Oh, and I signed up for another one last week because I wanted to watch the Vanderpump After Hours thing as well.
God.
So that was another one last week.
So Anna, have we just had a realization for you that you don't actually know how much you're spending
per year?
Yeah. Between my husband and I, it's pretty bad.
Because I realized how much KO would cost just my account that I pay for the multiple screens. It's like $320 a year. So if you've got 9 of those, you could be paying. You could be paying over. You've got that as well?
Yeah, so we've got Stan, Amazon, Netflix, Disney, KO, Paramount, Amazon, Hayu, and there's got and Apple.
And
so that's fine. Yeah.
And I think you need to sit down and maybe get the accountant on the phone. That's a tricky one. Stephen in Cario, you've given us a call as well. Stephen, how many streaming services are you paying?
How you going? Oh, God, hang on, let me count.
We've got another one.
This is an eye-opener. This is bad,
you've ruined
Stephen.
People's days today, Tim.
11 or 12.
11?
I think what happened, do you pay for Apple TV, Stephen?
Yeah, I'll pay for Disney, YouTube, Stan, Prime, Paramount. Netflix.
YouTube Premium? I've never met anyone that pays for YouTube Premium.
Oh, my God.
Apple TV. I've got a WWE app, which I'll get Main Events on, and Amazon.
Stephen, just rough estimate. Yeah. Do you have any idea how much you're spending per month, even?
It's about $280.
So you're spending about almost $3,000, definitely about $3,000 a year on streaming services.
Yeah, but I'm going to start cancelling them because a lot of them are falling under Foxtel now.
But then Foxtel's like $120 a month. This is the problem, Stephen. Where you're making money in Foxtel, you're losing it also in Foxtel.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I want to introduce to you the new trending, I guess, work mentality that is bare minimum Mondays.
I already love it.
This has been doing the rounds online today. Now, Jess, you and I feel like historically Monday, we've tried to capitalize on people's displeasure for Mondays. Mm-hmm. And how good is Monday?
We love a Monday.
Monday's fantastic. But let's not get ahead of ourselves and be too busy. And the marketing manager from a business in Adelaide who has introduced this bare minimum Mondays to her workplace, she's been going around and saying, here's what it actually means.
Talk me through it.
We might be doing it without even realizing it. I feel like you and I actively, potentially, have been doing bare minimum Mondays.
Okay.
Not on the radio show, but in the office beforehand. So in reality, it's simply a day where you can either A, work from home, you don't schedule any important meetings.
Love that.
And just treat ourselves with a little more space and kindness to set up for a productive week.
Well, because a lot of people don't like their jobs, Tim. And so going to work on a Monday can feel a little bit scary, you know? Like you get the Sunday scaries, you're like, oh, I've got so many emails to get through. Oh, I've got to have that meeting with Susan again. She's the worst.
Yes. And it means for some people, maybe potentially with families, like, oh, I can pick up my kids from school. Yeah. I can drop them off. There's no pressure because it's just Mondays.
Yeah.
We'll start picking up speed, fill up the tank so that Tuesday...
We're ready to go.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
I feel like we've kind of got this weird half and half. I feel like we might be doing not bare minimum, but like, I don't know, like a soft load Monday.
I was going to say, I don't think we ever have meetings on Mondays.
Well, we literally today was, I made a big deal and I was like, I would like this meeting on a Monday. And
it started
today and a lot of people weren't happy about it. But I did make sure that the meeting was later than what it was advised. They wanted us in here. Get this, listeners. Get this. They wanted Jess and I here at 11 a.m. on a Monday.
What are we
going to
do here at
11
a.m.?
Oh, can't think about what I'm going to talk about today. Yeah. No. So we compromise, and now we have a meeting at 1 o'clock,
yep.
Which is a normal time for
so many people yelling at us through the radio, Tim, that we don't complain mind. About an 11 a.m. start.
I have been thinking about, and I have seen a lot of people are suggesting other different days. So we have bare minimum Mondays. We have tired of this Tuesdays.
Sure.
We're not doing this Wednesdays.
That's a great one.
Think not Thursday. And then I can't repeat the Friday one.
Sure. The Friday one I used to use for Wednesday.
Yes, you started saying Wednesday.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you
but
know.
Pretty much Jess would get to the end of a Wednesday show and go, well, another week done and dusted. And depending on what was required that week, I would either jump on board or I would sail in another direction. So there you go, bare minimum.
You would never sail in another direction. You were very on board with our Wednesday.
Hey, no idea's a bad idea.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
Good buddy. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.